The work plan is in your binder. With it is a document that Commissioner Sandler was referring to earlier that shows all the standards and the dates for their update. So you have all of that. The suggestion made by the last two speakers would be to add to the work plan rehabilitation hospital modification to the hospital bed standards. So when it comes time to vote on the work plan, if there is interest in proceeding, we would add that to the work plan. That would mean essentially that the department would bring a report back to us. We would then have something to consider and discuss. So, Brenda, do you want to go ahead with the work plan?
Again, this is Brenda, and you do have the work plan in front of you, so I will quickly go through this. Air ambulance services remains on the work plan, still with pending final action. It is also being added to the list of services that will be up for review in 2010, which will be a part of the October public hearing. Bone marrow transplantation services, you heard the status report today, and with expected a proposal being brought to the commission in December. CT scanner services is being added to the work plan, and again as a 2010 review standard and for the October public hearing. Heart, lung, and liver, again, status report provided today with a final report expected at your December commission meeting. MRI, final action today on all of the department's technical changes, as well as the conversion related to the ER. And so we will be moving that forward for the 45-day review period in the joint legislature and the governor. And then under separate track, we will bring language to the commission for your possible proposed action at your December meeting. NICU is being added to the 2010 review standards and will be up at the October public hearing. Nursing home, again, part of that 2010 review for the October public hearing. Pancreas transplantation services, final action taken today and again being moved forward for the 45-day review with the joint legislature and the governor. The same goes for psychiatric beds, final action taken today and being moved forward. Lithotripsy being added to that 2010 work plan and for the October public hearing. New medical technology, we continue to monitor that, and that committee's next meeting is scheduled for October 29th. And again, continue to monitor under the commission department's responsibilities and continue to monitor the administrative rules.
And you're also looking at when it is our responsibility under state law to submit various reports to the state government?
Correct, and that would be part of the commission and department responsibilities, yes. Right.
Questions about work plan? Anyone interested in adding rehab hospital modification to the work plan? We need a motion to change work. Yes.
Yeah, a motion that this I'm not certain if they have language for December or they simply wish to discuss it in December, but this should be on our work plan for the December meeting, one of those
so
two.
So the motion is to add
yes.
the concept of hospital within hospital.
For the December meeting.
To yeah. the December plan.
I don't know what their plans are.
Yeah.
But,
okay. And if the department has language, that's fine. If they want to, if they have a concept, that's fine. There's support for that motion?
Department.
Yeah, this is Brenda. I guess we need clarification. So you're stating that you're asking to add hospital beds to the work plan.
I don't want to reopen all of hospital beds.
Right, but I'm just saying you're adding hospital beds to the work plan, and it's related to the rehab, which was just discussed. But I guess
yes.
What's the direction you're giving to the department then?
The direction we're giving to the department is to work with Mr. Pomeroy to see if what Select Medical is suggesting makes public policy sense and if it does, to bring back a report to us, which could include some suggested language.
Go ahead. You know, we were wondering if it might make sense to ask for additional comment on the LTAC. As we first read it, it looked like you could, you know, an interpretation of the language the way it is right now would be okay. But then there's the hook in there on as the speaker spoke about the difference between what an LTAC is and the additional language about the substance abuse activity. So. Mm-hmm. We were wondering if there were other voices out there. We've been approached by Select, and are there other voices out there that we may need to want to listen to as this moves forward? Or is it your intent to say, well, just see if you could fix that language so they could come back to you in December?
I don't think we know enough about
that's what we were wondering.
The issue at this point. So it may be that what the department will do is tell us in December that we should have a public hearing or get more input or give us background or say that you guys have done the work between now and then and you're prepared to present some language to us. I don't want to second
guess that. Is it a potential that at the October 20th meeting a person that we might say public hearing could come through that portal?
That's fine.
On the concept. Oh, Brenda's wrinkling up her face, but she does that to me regularly.
What I don't want to do is reopen the hospital bed standards
right.
for 2010.
Right.
So I want to keep this very narrow. We've had a concern expressed that sounds like a narrow concern. I don't know whether it is or not.
I want to look at Brenda, and I'm just going to ask her maybe the best way to go about doing this, getting this from, you know, because we have a concept today, so we've heard a concept. At some point, you have to have language. But I don't know if we're, I mean.
Yeah, and this is Brenda, and that's why I was asking for clarification, too. What it's sounding to me like from what Ed said, he'd like the department to at least take a look at this issue and bring, whether it's just a report or there is an actual recommendation, whatever that may be, to the December commission meeting. And then the commission will go forward from there, either accepting the report if we have language, possibly accepting language. It just kind of depends on what the department reports back to the commission.
Right, and if it were, for example, if it were language, the most we could do is first reading, then there would be a public hearing, then there would be a second reading. If it's a concept, then we have to decide whether we want to move forward to language, essentially what we did with the charity care issue earlier today.
Would put it on up for public comment at a public hearing next calendar year? It wouldn't be the next one related to the schedule then?
At the December commission meeting,
right.
I'm not sure if this is on, doesn't sound like it, but at the December commission
right.
meeting, then public comment certainly could be entertained on the report, the language, whatever may be presented to the commission. So there'd be an opportunity for public comment in December. Then depending on where the commission goes from there, there'd be opportunity for public comment during public hearing if language is moved forward. There would be multiple opportunities.
Well, and there must be other folks that want to talk about this too. What you're suggesting is then that we open, I mean, that's fine, that they get on the calendar and come up and talk to me and Nick upstairs, you know, over the course of the next 2 months. We've heard from Select, you know, and if there's other people who want to also say, if there's other thoughts on this, come on in and talk. But that does bump past your process.
Mm-hmm.
There's Bart. There's Brendan.
This time I will be Brenda.
Barbara Jackson, Blue Cross. Why wouldn't you convene a work group so that everybody could have a stake?
Well, we might.
That would be what I would think the logical way of doing it. Then no one can be accused of not being a part of the process, and people can attend, people can vet it, whatever they need to do. I mean, I think that.
No, I understand that, Barbara. The question is, how do it? Do we want to get something before the commission? The department at the December meeting can say, we've looked at this and we suggest that you need a work group.
Okay.
Yep. This is just.
Yeah, I think that seems to be the way to react.
All right, so we've got a motion. Do we have support for the motion?
Support.
Been moved and supported. Further discussion? All in favor of the work plan as amended?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Work plan is approved with the addition of